Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my lovely co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie.
How are you?
I'm good, actually. How are you?
Kind of riding the wave of all these energies. It's been pretty crazy out there.
It sure has.
Yeah, it has been really interesting, so we'll talk about that in a minute. Tonight, working some magic with Japan and the Pacific Ocean, I thought it was very interesting that the team had me send this out, and then we had the earthquake this morning.
That's a bit much, isn't it?
Yeah. So the team is really wanting us to, and this really was, wow. I don't know. I didn't think it could be any more loud and clear than this one was, that it's time for us to start working our magic and helping on the planet, and certainly to do it together as a group. I'm going to share just a beautiful letter. I've been kind of sitting on this one, and, you know, so much is going on. I've been traveling, so on.
Did you have fun?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've just, you know, it's a mixed bag. And I'm nowhere close to done yet. But I know it's all perfect. So evidently I'm supposed to spend time in California.
So you're going back soon?
Yes.
Good. When?
Oh, I don't know, honey. Next month, the beginning of next month, I'm going to Stanford and back to see the other one. And it's all very, I mean, really, it's, you know, I always have to look at how blessed I am and protected. So it's all good.
Good.
Show dedication tonight is to the Earth and all of the people in Japan, and certainly the brave people who continue to work in the nuclear power station, and to the ocean and all living beings and things in the ocean at the site of the nuclear dumping taking place. Which is everything that we'll be working with tonight with the team. Let's just talk a little bit about what's going on energetically. Let's see, this month there's an unusual surge of Aries energy as Mercury, the Sun, and Mars join Jupiter, Uranus, and Eris. I believe that's how it's pronounced. All in Aries. So this is going to be a... lots of embarking on new enterprises, asserting oneself in just about any way possible. You know, with that many planets in Aries, that covers a whole lot of stuff.
I know. It drives the wave.
Yeah. And then we have Uranus, which for 7 years it's going to be in its current placement. God.
We're going to need us to get us over the speed bump, aren't we?
Yeah, and certainly one of the most revolutionary and forward-thinking planets of a lot. So we've got a lot going on. Of course, Mercury is retrograde until the 23rd. And of course, we've got Saturn sitting on us, too, which is the great lesson giver.
We heard that it's a good balancer in a way. It keeps us from running off half-cocked.
Well, Aries longs to hurtle through the unobstructed at high speed. Saturn excels at erecting roadblocks and speed traps. So if you're feeling impatient, cranky, and blocked at every turn, and if the usual Mercury retrograde setbacks are more frustrating than usual, rest assured you're not alone and that not even the most challenging planetary pileups last forever. So I am kind of laughing about this because I I'm getting phone calls from all over the world going, you know, my husband feels like he's lost his magic and I don't understand, and he was always known as God's favorite. And I just send him all the astrology stuff. Here, read this. It'll take you a week.
That's funny.
It is funny because, you know, I just get to, don't even try to do anything till Mercury's out of retrograde. I mean, if you started it beforehand, great. But, you know, I mean, one fellow, this is an amazing story. He's in Liberia. And in order to get the product out of Liberia, he had to build his own road.
Oh, my.
To the ocean so that ships could come and pick up his product. He gets the road completed and gets all the product on the road moving to the ocean. A ship full of cement, literally, that's what it was carrying, sunk in the only place where a boat could come up and pick up product. So now they've got to wait. Now, this is Liberia, and if anybody knows anything about Africa, it couldn't get any more backward if it tried. See, Liberia has been controlled by warlords forever, okay? When this man goes into Liberia, he has 6 UN cars, 3 in front, 3 in back. That's how. It's not exactly a user-friendly place. So, you know, when that happened with the ship, that pretty much did him in.
So the cement and the ship were like Saturn in a way.
Absolutely. And sunk right in the only place that a ship could come in and pick up his product. After he built a road to it. And I mean, we're not talking a short road here. We're talking a really long road.
So did he keep his sense of humor?
No, not at the moment. He does not have a sense of humor. No, not at all.
I'm not laughing at him. I'm going, whoa, that's a lot. Yeah.
It really. I mean, I think that was probably the most. And then his wife, who has a restaurant in, this is such a story, in Beirut. And I mean, it's a bakery. It's been around forever, 1,000 customers a day. And they started picketing. Out of nowhere, these pickets started. And then, I mean, this is such an amazing story. A little chintzy grocery store down the street opened a bakery and cut into their so she's running in the red. So huge, it's unbelievable. This is husband and wife in the same family.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. It is fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
So I consider that to be a very extreme case. But,
gosh.
You know, and I was trying to tell her about all these astrological influences. Well, her best friend's husband is one of the most famous designers in the world. And she is with us also. But anyway, long story short, she said, I don't want to hear this stuff because he has made more money in the last 2 years than the company has ever made. And I'm like, crap. Okay, so.
But that has a lot to do with our own karma and our relationship to what's going on in the universe.
Honey, I could no more have brought up karma in that phone conversation than flown to the moon.
Yeah, I know. There's a certain amount of diplomacy here.
I really think she would have gone screaming into the night. I just didn't do it. And we've been friends for a lot of years. I just didn't have the heart. I do want to say, you know, Pisces, Neptune has moved into Pisces for the first time in 165 years. Most of you get these things, and if you don't, why, I'm just sharing a few little highlights here. And I think the one that really hit me the most is, no one is going to escape radical change during this lunation. The more you can anticipate this one, the better. And, you know, you don't know where it's going to come in. I think this is what's fascinating to me.
That's for sure.
So let's talk a little bit about what's going on in Japan. The team came in so strong about wanting to do this work in Japan. And I just have been so busy. I'm like, okay, great, great idea, boom. And so I got up this morning. Rarely do I ever turn on the news. I turned on the news, and there was today's earthquake, which was reported at 7.4, was downgraded to 7.1.
Hmm.
So it happened at 10:30 this morning, Eastern time, nighttime for them. Of course, then followed by an immediate tsunami warning, which was finally lifted without incident. But when I turned on the news, that the tsunami warning was going. There were two people killed, 132 injured, and there are 4 million homes without power. So, I mean, if we look at, I think the original earthquake was like 9.1. There are 20 estimated at this point, 25,000 dead from that original quake. The good news is the radiation leak at Fukushima has been drastically reduced due to plugging a crack that has been gushing water into the Pacific Ocean. And I really am very, very thrilled about this. I mean, all of this has happened kind of very quickly. And I would say this last 24 to 36 hours.
Hmm.
Radiation levels in the waters off the coast have fallen dramatically since this plugging up of the gushing water. However, and the, you know, I want to say this to everybody, there's still a great deal of danger to Japan, to the nuclear plant, certainly to the ocean, all creatures in the ocean, and the population of Japan because of their proximity to all of the nuclear contamination.
Mm.
I mean, this is something that it really, when I saw this quake this morning and after the team had asked to do this, I was like, well, it wasn't really so much asked, but it was more like told. And as fast as we have seen the rubbish move from Japan and start landing up around you, Veronica, mm-hmm. up around Seattle. We know how fast, you know, the nuclear waste can move. If rubbish can move that fast, although it's got a little bit more to push it, but water in water moves pretty damn quick.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, you know, I mean, you know, there is a very sick part of me because I can't really do seafood, and I love it. And I love shellfish sushi. I don't do anything else. I don't do raw fish. And I can't do it anymore. I get gout, which is a man's disease. I eat very, very clean, and I'm laughing that out of the blue, I started getting gout, and I realized they didn't want me eating anything out of the ocean, which is kind of sad. But, you know, certainly we are certainly going to be subject to, or can be subject to, the radiation that's gone into the ocean, as well as all living things in the ocean. And Hawaii, you know, I mean, that the way the currents move, you know, we're not going to be without impact from it. So I think it's really, really, this is a really important evening, and I could feel the energies kind of ramping up while I was putting together all of the information. And I would like to share a letter with you that I think is one of the most touching things I've ever read about the original earthquake. It's dated March 24th. And it was sent to me by, and I want to thank Barbara for sending it to me. This is a friend I have in San Francisco. And it was sent to her by her friend, she's up in Sausalito, who, anyway, his friend is Japanese, and it was his friend in Japan that sent him this letter. Hello, my lovely family and friends. First, I want to thank you so very much for your concern for me. I am very touched, and I also wish to apologize for a generic message to you all. But it seems the best way at the moment to get my message to you. Things here in Sendai have been rather surreal, but I'm very blessed to have wonderful friends who are helping me a lot. Since my shack is even more worthy of that name, I am now staying at a friend's home. We share supplies like water, food, and kerosene heater. We sleep lined up in one room, eat by candlelight, share stories. It is warm, friendly, and beautiful. During the day, we help each other clean up the mess in our homes. People sit in their cars looking at news on their navigation screens or line up to get drinking water when a source is open. If someone has running water in their home, they put out a sign so people can come to fill up their jugs and buckets. Utterly amazingly, where I am, there has been no looting, no pushing in lines. People leave their front door open as it is safer when an earthquake strikes. People keep saying, oh, this is how it used to be in the old days when everyone helped one another. Quakes keep coming. Last night they struck about every 15 minutes. Sirens are constant and helicopters pass overhead often. We got water for a few hours in our homes last night, and now it is for half a day. Electricity came on this afternoon and gas has not yet come on, but all of this is by area. Some people have these things, others do not. No one has washed for several days. We feel grubby, but there are so much more important concerns than that for us now. I love this peeling away of non-essentials, living fully on the level of instinct, of intuition, of caring, of what is needed for survival, not just of me, but of the entire group. There are strange parallel universes happening. Houses a mess in some places, yet then a house with futons or laundry out drying in the sun. People lining up for water and food, and yet a few people out walking their dogs, all happening at the same time. Other unexpected touches of beauty are first the silence at night. No cars, no one out on the streets. And the heavens at night, are scattered with stars. I usually can see about two, but now the whole sky is filled. The mountains are Sendai are solid, and with the crisp air we can see them silhouetted against the sky magnificently. And the Japanese themselves are so wonderful. I came back to my shack to check on it each day. Now to send this email since the electricity is on, and I find food and water left in my entranceway. I have no idea from whom, but it is there. Old men in green hats go from door to door checking to see if everyone is okay. People talk to complete strangers, asking if they need help. I see no signs of fear. Resignation, yes, but fear or panic, no. They tell us we can expect aftershocks and even other major quakes for another month or more. And we're getting constant tremors, rolls, shaking, rumbling. I am blessed in that I live in a part of Sendai that is a bit elevated, a bit more solid than other parts. So far, this area is better off than others. Last night, my friend's husband came in from the country bringing food and water, blessed again. Somehow at this time, I realized from direct experience that there is indeed an enormous cosmic evolutionary step that is occurring all over the world right now at this moment. And somehow, as I experience the events happening now in Japan, I can feel my heart opening very wide. My brother asked me if I felt so small because of all that is happening. I don't, rather, I feel as part of something happening that is much larger than myself. this wave of birthing worldwide is hard and yet magnificent. Thank you again for your care and love of me. With love in return to you all.
Wow. That's quite something.
I'm sorry. I just... Oh. So, for the people of Japan who are part of this cosmic opening in such a big way, part of this awakening of our planet in such a big way, and I really felt that this letter, I was going to send it out as an attachment, but I couldn't, because it really needed to be shared at the level of emotion. Regardless of what I'm going through or anyone else that I know, that letter for me touches me so deeply because I realize that every one of us are part of this incredible opening for the planet. Regardless of what we're experiencing right now, lots of people are experiencing dramatic changes. Veronica, have you been hearing this from a lot of your clients?
Yes, and indeed, and both frustrated and rapid changes, moving out of like being blocked and yet being blocked. It's
yes.
Funny. It's contradictory, you know.
It is such a fascinating time to me. When I look at all that's going on and the need that we all have for faith that no matter what it looks like in the moment, that there is some beautiful gift that's coming with it. And I think it's really important that we all have to remember that. I think this letter, you know, delivers that, sends it home better than anything I've read.
It's good.
And when I was in California, my favorite doctor, you know, informed me there was no way that he could do the surgery. And so I'm going to Stanford. And as it turned out, he got me in with this unbelievable person who's like, oh, my Lord. I mean, you know, it's kind of, again, there's an irony to all of this going on that I would never have ended up at Stanford or with this person left to my own devices, you know. And as he said, you don't want me in there doing it. He said, I don't even know how to put those things in, let alone take them out. I do have to go back and see him. I'm having another minor surgery. There's a possibility that we don't know if this giant hole is where I was hemorrhaging or if it's the device, you know, breaking through the bladder, which is, it's all going to be corrected. But it's just kind of, it's keeping me going back. And which I find very interesting. And immediately I quit smoking, which was a very big deal for me.
Wow, good for you.
And I'm down to, you know, a couple of cigarettes a day. I mean, for somebody who smoked since they were 12.
Good for you, Jackie.
Yeah. And, but I mean, it was just, it was a no-brainer. It was just like, boom, it was what I had to do. So, I mean, I think these changes are coming in very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really interesting. It took me being there to get it. Here, I'm a workaholic and whatever keeps me going and driving. And when I was in California, it was very interesting to me that my quality of life while I was there was so much different in that I'm very supported and loved there. And you know, my girlfriends and I, you know, the laughter, the giggles, the, you know, just the fun things that we've always done, but there's this incredible love between us. And it was very interesting. I was very emotional there, and I thought, I have been so unsupportive to myself for the last 7 years, since I started this work. I realized how obsessed I got, and I really didn't give myself any joy. So being there was really an incredible gift. Again, what's interesting to me is all this stuff is happening, and it may look terrible on the one hand. On the other hand, it's bringing all kinds of gifts. And so I'm just thinking, all right, you guys, whatever it is you're trying to get me to learn here, I'm going to go along with it. Not that I had a choice, but...
But having to go back to California is good for you. Keep that, keep nurturing that change, eh?
Oh, it's absolutely wonderful for me. And, yes, it is. And, you know, I'm having to move fairly quickly through all of this, but I'm still working. I'm doing everything fine. You know, it's still a very easy and elegant process, I have to say. So I'm not complaining at all. I know better. I've learned to say okay and thank you.
And when? Oh, when?
Yes. Right. Well, you know, whatever is wanted, but. So with your people, Veronica, quickly before I bring in the team here, what are you seeing with your people in terms of the changes? Curious.
Basically, I'm seeing people kind of a variety of things coming up into what was like a good relationship, for example, suddenly crying and going, having to make changes, that sort of thing, like really extreme, or working. People changing out of a certain work position, or somebody having an absolute magic in a, you know, their lives are going this way and then they have to take a complete turn. And
right.
In a way, it's not been really sad. It's just been not even tumultuous. It's just been a lot of sudden changes.
Right. And that when I look out there, that's exactly what I see. I had my friends in Italy that have places in different parts of the world, the ones I was talking about earlier. And she kept saying, what do you see? And I said, not a damn thing. I said, you know, for the first time, when you ask me what I see, I can't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
It is moving so quickly right now that behind every change is another wave and another wave and another wave. Have
and
you
I
been
feel-
noticing that?
Yeah, and I feel them in my body sometimes where I
just, oh!
It rushes.
Can we talk?
No, but sometimes I can't stay still enough to talk. No, not quite, but it's
absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. When I went to California and I had to go to the doctor's that morning, I was vibrating, and I had the girls hold on to me, and I said, you got to feel this. Okay, and I was vibrating so hard, and I mean literally every part of my body. And
okay.
We thought it was the coffee, and the next morning I had coffee, no reaction whatsoever. And when go ahead.
I had one cup of coffee today, and I was Mount Vesuvius inside and trying to get some small details done. I was blah, 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 blah. It was hard.
And well, what's funny is nothing is reacting the same no matter what we do. I'm noticing that more than anything. Is, you know, one thing today, this will agree with me, tomorrow it won't, or this. It's like so bizarre. I think part of it, too, Veronica, is if we're around people who are super grounded, at least that's my experience. My friends in California are super grounded. I can do anything with them around and be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But they ground, and I can literally ground through them. I can feel myself just like a tree reach out and just ground right through them. And I can do anything, but not when I'm home. So I've learned to pace myself, which is why I go to the gym. And I realize not only do I do it by exercising, but I also tap into all those people that are working on their bodies, because they're all very grounded as well. So for me, it's like a big grounding rod. Yay, the gym! find it fascinating. So, now before you have somebody that you're bringing on doing astrology, right?
Yes, Deb.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you've got Deb coming on. I love Deb.
Mm-hmm.
And so is she seeing things lighten up? I know the answer to this already, but I just thought I'd ask.
Yeah, no, how she talks about it is that there are six Aries horses at the starting gate, all pushing to get going really fast, and that we're being kind of balanced by Saturn. And
yes.
She doesn't see it changing for a while yet, and the Mercury retrograde, she just feels like we're... But what she keeps talking about that I really love is that the retrograde is pushing us inside to reassess and reaffirm and change some of the underlying hoo-ha, which you and I work on with everybody all the time. But on a massive level, it's teaching people to refine and sort out what's going on inside. And I like that a lot.
Oh! Yes.
But she has a million planets in Pisces, and I have like a million in air that are flinging all over the place. So we all have different styles of having to pull ourselves back into line, don't we?
Yes. I find that it's interesting. My daughter's here this week, and I ground very, very well through her.
Oh, good.
And so it was really interesting. As soon as I came back from California, she came over because she's going to school over here a couple blocks away.
Oh, nice.
And I realized how perfect it was for me to kind of make that transition back in. And
universal conveyor belt works really well. Actually, I'm going to L.A. tomorrow, and my stepdaughter has been a grounding influence for me for many years, and I'm going to be staying with her.
Isn't that one? See, I really do think that we're being provided these lovely ways of grounding energy because we really do need it right now.
Yeah.
Especially for those of us that are out there working on these. And, I'm finding it very interesting. I'm trying to find ways, even when I open the portal and stuff, to not go as deep because the energies are just too damn big.
I find the work is really, really powerful right now.
Oh!
Yeah, I like that a lot. But it is nice to be able to come down.
I agree. I think it's wonderful, but I do want to get through the day and be present. The night before I left town, I had to pack. It took me hours. I could not mentally conceive how to, underwear was an afterthought. So I decided that I did not want to be that ungrounded. That was not fun at all. Just one night without going to the gym, it was very bad.
That's really a challenge.
Okay, so I'm gonna.
I don't go to the gym, but I do lots of things, and I have to, or else I just become.
Well, you do very, very well with it, Veronica. You know exactly what to do to ground yourself. It's wonderful.
Yeah, but sometimes if I don't do it, like earlier today, I had to do it. I didn't care what was going on, or I would have just lost it entirely. So that's kind of what's going on for me, too.
I do understand.
Maybe losing it's a good idea. I don't know.
Uh-huh. All right. Welcome, everyone. All right. Now, for those of you who are listening tonight, and even if you listen at a different time, you may have a sensing of many, many, many beings gathering. And you would be right. They are. from many levels, many dimensions, many planets. You see, remember, this is your planet, people. This is your planet. And we can work with you co-creatively in this doorway, this window that is opening tonight, an important one, to bring through as much love, healing, and magic through you, with you. You see, it's time now. And it's more than sitting in your room, sending light over here, or however you... Tonight, we're going to do it a little differently. We're going to take you onto the streets of Japan. We're going to take you into the ocean. We're even going to take you into the nuclear power plant. We want you to be able to experience this, people. As other things happen on the planet, once you experience this, you'll feel comfortable doing these kinds of things. You'll remember. It will give you a blueprint map. You are going through dramatic shifts. Oh, we know that you all talk about this, but it's more than what you talk about. It's more than your words and your planets and your signs and your... It's more than that. It's multidimensional, happening on many different levels. For some of you who are sensitive, you are aware of that. Very sensitive. Veronica, we think you are aware. Are you not?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Right. Now, don't feel badly if you don't feel it on other levels. We're going to ask you tonight to step out of the little picture of your life and into the bigger picture, to be the magicians that you truly are, the loving, caring beings that you are, the living angels that you are, the magnificent star beings that you are. You see, all of you are having a multitude of other lifetimes, as many different kinds of things, not just humans versus extraterrestrials, many different levels and ways of expressing. Some of you are part of a collective, in another place, at another timing. And perhaps, just perhaps, as that collective, perhaps you came together on Earth as individualized aspects of that collective. To help, to assist. It's very important, as we speak with you tonight, as we journey together, that you allow yourself to open to our love and the love of all the beings that are assisting you tonight. Surely you can understand that we can come and work with you at your request. Can we do it for you? Not really. We would never take your power away to make the changes that you are capable of creating on your planet. And it's time for you now to step into that knowledge, into that understanding, and begin to feel it as you've never felt it before, because you're going to be called on again and again and again to assist through this evolution that is taking place on your beautiful planet. And we hear some of you saying, well, no, this isn't my planet. I'm from here or there. But you are on Earth right now. You are a steward of this planet. It came by choice. No one forced it on you. No one handed you papers and said, here, you're going to Earth. See ya. Does it work that way? You were called and you came. You wanted to come. You wanted to help. You wanted to assist. And so tonight we connect all of you through your computers, non-local energy. Connecting. You may feel in your homes or your offices, wherever you are, many energies there with you, wanting to work with you, wanting to assist you. And we ask you all now to close your eyes and to allow yourself to go into a very deep state of relaxation, if you will. A beautiful state of relaxation. Shutting down the conscious mind as much as possible. We will guide you. We will be with you. And feel yourself now lifting out of the body. Lifting out of the body. Mental eyes are closed now. Mental eyes are closed as you go into the void, into the nothing, and travel with us now. You don't have to do anything. Just let go. Just let go now. And as you open now your mental eyes, you will be aware of many, many beings around you having a sensing of almost floating above Japan. You'll
feel all of us with you. In some cases, some of your family are there, disembodied, wanting to participate, those that work on the other side of the veil. And very gently now, you're all going to come down. Right around the worst part of the big earthquake. So much debris, and you can walk easily. Among the debris, you will not be contaminated. You will find that you're very light as you walk over things. Nothing's going to hurt you. And we ask you all now, you may become aware of disembodied souls walking around, confused, sad, crying. This often happens when there is a shocking event. And we're going to ask for light now to open up to this place. And gather these people up, everyone. Touch them. They're afraid. But they will sense with your light that you are there to help them. And guide them now towards the light. All that you can. You're not going to get everyone, dear ones. As many as you can. As many as you can. They will understand your language. You don't have to know how or why. And if you look closely around you, you will also see angelic presences as well as beings from different places, different dimensions, different vowels. These people may see you as angels as well. Do you understand? There may be people around that are still alive. They won't see you, but you can walk up and touch them and bless them. Send your love, not your pity, people, your love, your courage. You're going to find that you can move about here quite easily with thought. Thought. You may want to walk up and down streets or float if you're aware that you can actually do that. Some of you will want to stay and help, continue to help those crossing over. For those of you that are willing, come with us now. Come with us just to touch these people that work in the nuclear power plant, to bless them, to thank them for their service, which is great. Which is great. And they know. They absolutely know. But they are giving up their lives to help serve you. And now gather with us at Ocean's Edge. At Ocean's Edge. And all of the beings that are there with you will join with you to infuse healing and light into the ocean. Perhaps some of you, one hand to the ocean, one hand towards Japan. Feet on the earth. Allowing the love and light to run through you as much as you can handle. Be the vessel now of healing and of love and encouragement. People, you can change the water. You can do it. We've talked to many of you about doing this for many years. That you can change water. And tonight you are receiving tremendous assistance from many, many beings. Perhaps you feel the energies coming through your hands or through the top of your head, radiating up and down your legs. Is what you're doing real? Yes. Feel the gratitude now coming back towards you from the earth and the ocean. And the people of Japan, please know that, again, not pity, courage, encouragement, support, respect, dignity, which is what you would do on any other planet for any other being. What we bring that to you as well, you see. Respect, dignity, encouragement. Now in your mind's eye, feel the light that you're sending into the ocean, spreading out, going to the floor of the ocean, all the way to the surface and moving, beginning its trek from Japan, going north and south, going towards Hawaii, towards the United States, all around the island of Japan, and then moving out from there to other places. See the water become iridescent, filled with healing.
We're almost out of time.
We would like to work with all of you and continue this during the night, if you are willing. There is still much to do, and many that need your help. If you are willing, if you call us in. We will gather with you tonight and continue the work. Know that we love you all so very much, that we honor your pure intention. We love you, Veronica. Thank you for being with us this evening.
Thank you. Very wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you to all of you. Know that you are loved beyond anything you can imagine, dear one. You are powerful. You are magical. Your help desperately will be needed on earth until we speak with you again in this format, dear one. Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste. Veronica, are we on?
We're still on. I don't know how long. Go for it.
All right. Good night, everybody. Thank you so much. Do, if you feel that it's something you want to participate in, do call in the team tonight. And Veronica, thank you. I love you.
I love you, too. It's a wonderful, wonderful channel. Thank you.
Love you to everyone. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Night, everyone.